Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, September 26th, 2022. Did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And did you break your 5-minute barrier?
Are you kidding?
No.
No, I did not. Because this, I thought, was a little more challenging for a Monday. It wasn't. Wasn't terribly hard, but it had a lot of long answers, both across and up and down.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, this took a little longer. It took me 7:01 to finish it.
It took me 7:07.
Whoa, I beat you by 6 seconds.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was doing it on my phone while walking and chainsaw juggling.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I have a lot of excuses. Uh-huh. Also, fewer digits than I started. No, just kidding. Yes, it did have a theme to it.
It did. It was a very interesting theme, I thought, especially for a Monday. You know, Monday is usually pretty straightforward, but this one is a little more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It had several rather long answers, clued answers, that didn't really seem to have anything to do with one another, some going up and down as well as some going across. So so that was kind of different, too, because usually all the theme clues are
cross
clues.
Yes, that was a shock to me.
Uh-huh. Yes, but anyway... The revealer was 58 across, which was stick with it, or a hint to the answers to the scarred clues. And the answer to that one was hang in there. So the starred clues, the answers were 17 across, which was male equivalent. No, sorry. That was 37. Indoor bouldering locale, which was climbing gym. 11 down, which was place to buy. No, that's 27. 11 down. Room by the foyer often, which was the coat closet. And then we had 27 down, place to buy a painting, which was art gallery. 37 across, male equivalent of a she shed, which was a man cave. And all of them are places where you can hang something or you can hang.
Mm-hmm.
So climbing gym, you hang yourself. Coat closet, you hang a coat. Art gallery, you hang a painting. And man cave, you just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So hang in there.
Hang in and hang out.
Hang in and hang out.
Yes, it was sort of interesting that they had those different variations on hang. It wasn't just hanging something.
Right. Uh-huh.
But it was but man cave in particular sort of was cute.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, yes, this was by Margaret Siegel, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done, Margaret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think it was too challenging. Mondays are not designed to be. But, of course, if you're a new crossword solver, this might have been horrendously difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I know that newer crossword solvers, and particularly younger crossword solvers, were probably stuck at 10 down. Cassettes submitted to a record label.
Oh, yes.
And it was demo tape.
Uh-huh.
And they're probably like, what's a cassette?
That's true.
So let's see, what else? 14 across, donkey used as a pack animal. For some reason, I think it was because I was doing the spelling bee this morning and it had llama in it. So for a quarter of a second, I contemplated the llama because it was going to fit.
Uh-huh.
And then I corrected myself because a llama is not a donkey.
No, it is not.
In fact, I'm not really sure what's the difference between a donkey and a burro. I guess just a donkey that's used as a pack animal.
There is a difference, but I don't know what it is
okay.
Either.
Mm-hmm. If there are any vets in the audience, please let us...
I think like one of them is a cross between a donkey... It's either a cross between a donkey and a horse or a donkey and a burro. But I think one of them is actually, it has a different parenting lineage than
I see.
The other.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. That would be a good Fun Fact Friday.
Well, I was hoping we'd have some vets in the audience who would get back to us.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Uh-huh. You know, the trouble with not doing these live is we'll never know until after the podcast, but we can hope.
Uh-huh.
For me, by far, the most difficult clue was, okay, guess, what do you think was the most difficult clue for me?
For you?
Yes. Okay, I'll give you a hint. There was no Spanish in here, so we can rule out all of that.
Uh-huh.
Language?
22 across, blank a whirl.
Tilt a whirl? 20, uh-huh. Wait, that was what across?
22 down.
22 down. No, tilt a whirl is what I would have.
You knew that.
That was actually, yeah, I you know, go and tilt the whirls every weekend, so.
I didn't know it.
It was 40 across, a kind of sleeve that extends to the collar.
Yes.
A raglan.
Yes.
I'll assume that that's a real thing.
It is. You are actually wearing one. You have a sweatshirt on, and if you notice, the seams to the sleeves go up to your neckline.
I see, and that makes it a raglan.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. See, mine, my sleeve, it goes around my shoulder here.
You know, this would work better if this was a yes, a vlog rather than a podcast.
Yes, raglan sleeves are a real thing.
Okay, all right.
Well, a lot of sweaters have raglan sleeves.
You know, after I got it, I was willing to concede that it existed because it sounded like something that might be real, but I did not recognize it.
Yes.
Let's see. What else was interesting? They had 56 down, not quite round fruit was a pear.
Yeah.
That was an interesting way of, I mean, it's definitely not round, not quite. It's far, far away from round.
Uh-huh.
So, and yeah, the rest of it was, I thought, pretty straightforward. I mean, they did have 28 across, French for milk. Which was lait, L-A-I-T.
Uh-huh. I just noticed they also had 38 down. Stubborn animal was an ass.
Yes.
Now I'm thinking maybe ass is a cross between a horse and a donkey or something. An ass is different than a burro or maybe even a donkey.
Okay.
So who knows?
We'll just leave this as a... an unsolved mystery to be dealt with.
At least in this household.
Certainly, yes, that's right. Our collection of animals here on the old farm, in the middle of northeast Wisconsin, uh-huh. In the middle of an urban center in northeast Wisconsin, uh-huh. doesn't have too many.
We have squirrels.
We do have squirrels, yes, and deer. Actually, have lots of deer.
Deer does come through our property
periodically.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. then, of course, we have all the salespeople, but I guess they don't count.
Bunnies. We mm-hmm. have a few bunnies.
Let's see. 24 down. Cookie to the Brits
yes.
was a biscuit.
A biscuit.
So when they say tea and biscuit, they're not thinking about just sort of like a biscuity. They're talking about a cookie?
They're talking about cookies.
Huh. Wonder what they call an Oreo.
Oreo biscuits.
Oreo biscuits, I suppose.
That
it just seems something
be an interesting thing to find out. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should go do some research there.
I thought the phrasing of 34 down, a big one might be standing in a concert hall. The answer was ovation.
Uh-huh.
That was also quite well phrased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say no when given a choice was opt out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I also appreciated. And did you know 42 across, Miley Cyrus's Party in the Blank, and
in
it was
the
USA.
Yes, I did know that.
Were you able to hum a few bars?
I'm not
you were...
even going to try.
Okay.
I am not a big follower of Miley. Sorry, Miley. But I did know that was one of her hits, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got that through the crosses.
Uh-huh.
I was also surprised to see they had 49 across. Janice Blank, Mean Girls sidekick. So uh-huh. it was Janice Ian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of Janis Joplin. Never mind. No. So I realize now that I do not know who Janis Ian is.
Well, she's a fictional character. No.
Okay.
In a movie called Mean Girls. But I think there was a singer that was called Janis Ian back
really?
In the 70s.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, there was Janis Joplin.
There was Janis Joplin,
she was,
too, back
she
in
was
the
famous.
60s and mm-hmm. 70s, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Cosmetic reapplication, 53 across, was a touch-up.
Uh-huh.
That made sense in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's probably it for today then.
Okay.
So just a reminder to everyone that tomorrow is Tuesday, which means it's time for a triplet Tuesday. The three most exciting minutes in podcasting, as far as we can tell. It is a terrific game, and you can play along. Just tune in tomorrow.
Yep.
And that is it for today. So have fun working on Tuesday's crossword. We will be doing so, and we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword, aka Tuesday's crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.